السلام عليكم. اسكت اسكت. بسم الله تفضل. بسم الله.
الله اكبر الله
اكبر الله اكبر
الله اكبر الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
اللهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح
اللهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
حقا هو أبدا ودائما لا إله إلا الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله فاطر الوجود من العدم وجاعل النور من الظلم ومخرج الصبر من الألم وملقي التوبة على الندم فنشكره على المصائب كما نشكره على النعم ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الأكرم ذو الشرف الأشم والنور الأتم وكتاب المحكم خير ولد آدم الذي بشر به عيسى بن مريم ودعا لبعثته إبراهيم عليه السلام حين يرفع قواعد بيت الله المحرم فنصلي ونسلم ونبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد بن عبد الله وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة في الدين ضلالة عباد الله أوصيكم وإياي بتقوى الله وحسن عبادته All praises due to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful And peace and blessings be upon His last and final messenger He who Allah guides will never be misguided And he who Allah misguides will never be guided We begin today's khutbah With the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ummina Aisha, our mother Aisha. Our mother Aisha in the middle of the night, she looks for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assuming he is next to her. And she realizes he's not there. So she looks for him in the room and she realizes that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu biridaka min sakhatik wa bimu'afadika min uqubatik wa a'udhu bika mink la ahsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prostrating, is calling to his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's saying, Oh Allah, I seek refuge from you. From your acceptance, from your displeasure. In essence, he's saying, Oh Allah, don't be displeased with me. And I am seeking your acceptance of me.
And he continues and he says, and from your forgiveness, from your anger. Oh Allah, forgive me. I'm seeking your forgiveness over your anger. And those two, each one of them had an opposite. Each one of them had an opposite. But then he says, oh Allah, I seek you from you. Oh Allah, I'm running from, running towards you. From you. Because we have no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our goal as believers is to run from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did I begin? And he continued, and this is the part, the shahid, that I want to talk about in today's khutbah. He says, لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. He says, and I cannot encompass, أثني like ثناء عليك. I can't encompass your gratitude except in the way that you told me to thank you, to praise you. And I want us all to stop for 1 second. And I want us to think about our lives. Think about the decisions that we have made, the situations that we have been in. And look at the people in our lives around us. Look at how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us at every opportunity. Starting off from our parents, to where we are born, to our safety, to being full. That ni'mah of being full. Many of us taste just the difficulty of being hungry a few minutes before iftar. And knowing, we have the knowledge, the yaqeen, and a lot of times the sight, we can see with our eyes, plates and plates of food. And the knowledge that we will eat, yet still that hunger is so difficult on so many of us. Now consider if that was our reality. If that was what was happening to us every single day. Should we not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should we not be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has given us? And the most interesting thing that I heard from one of the scholars commenting on being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, should you not be thankful of the opposite? So many of us take things for granted. The ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to talk. The only time we realize the value of these abilities is when there is a threat of us losing them. When there is a threat of us losing even the ability to have health. Something that so many of us take for granted day in and day out. Only when you are sick do you realize how valuable your health is. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not countable. It's unlimited. Even the ability to count the blessings is a blessing. So every aspect, as if it's an endless blessing, there's no way to understand how much we have been given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comments on it, on one aspect of blessing, something that we take for granted in Surah Al-Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ صَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to create the night for you forever, there will be no more daylight. Who except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring daylight to you? And subhanallah, living in Canada, we taste a small portion of that. Many people in Canada, for many of us that don't know, face seasonal depression. Because the night is so long and the day is so short and the sunlight is so limited, many of our brothers and sisters face seasonal depression. They become depressed because they haven't seen the sunlight. Some people get to the point where they become sick because they haven't seen the sunlight. Something that we take for granted. We don't even think about the sun coming up in the morning. When was the last time we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the sun came up? Or we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were able to see the sun. Or feel the sun on our skin. So many of our brothers and sisters have a skin disorder or a skin disease that doesn't allow it to touch their skin. Now count the blessings again and again and again that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And many times you'll hear me in this khutbah, I rotate between the word shukr and hamd. And many times and many scholars will rotate between being thankful and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question becomes, what is the relationship between hamd and shukr? For those of us that are realizing, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen 17 times a day, at the very least. So to better understand it, hamd is a broader sense of shukr. Every shukr is within hamd, but not every hamd is within shukr. The hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising Him even if He hasn't given you something in particular. You praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is worthy of praise. And He is worthy of worship. So we praise Him for that reason and that reason alone. But we thank Him for a specific ni'mah. And that ability to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him. He used to say in a dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. A dua that I want our young to memorize, and our old of course, but our young to memorize. Oh Allah, give me the ability, as if it is a struggle, it is a difficulty. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give us that ability, we wouldn't be able to do it. And subhanallah, how real that is. How many of us know brothers and sisters that are either wealthy or many children or healthy and they forget to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or arrogantly even more think it's from themselves. I did this. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I'm the one that did so and so. Not realizing if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create him at that specific time, to those specific parents, with that specific intelligence, in that specific way, in that specific place, he would be nothing. He'd be nowhere. And his willpower that he thinks that he has control over, how many people around us have willpower just like him, or just like her? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him something, or her something, and not given that individual. And that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this ni'mah of shukr that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was demanding, or was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, it's a ni'mah that is only given to a small few. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, in his time of khilafah, he was walking and he sees this individual who's making dua that Umar ibn Khattab has never heard before. He says, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qalileen. Oh Allah, grant me to be amongst the few. Grant me to be amongst the few. Umar ibn Khattab, where did you get this dua? I've never heard this dua before. This man says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, did you not hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, and very few of my servants are the thankful. Very few of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servants are thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. The question now becomes for all of us, how can we take that ilm and put it to amal? Because ilm without amal is useless. So a scholar was once asked, how can we show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, shukr al-qalbi al-haya'. The thankfulness of one's heart is humility. We must humble ourselves. من تواضع لله رفعه. When you humble yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dignify you. Because you will realize that everything that I'm doing, everything that is around me, everything that I have, isn't because of me. I'm nothing but a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, وَشُكْرُ لِسَانِ الثَّنَاءِ. And being thankful with your tongue is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. Realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where all the blessings are coming from. وَشُكْرُ الْعَمَلِ is using the shukr of one's actions. Is using what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you for His sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to the family of Dawood. He says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Act, O آل of Dawood, O family of Dawood, Sidna Dawood and Sidna Sulaiman, prophets. We, alas, should act even more. Act in thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourself this question. Have I acted in thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'am that He has given me? Have I taken for granted what many people have not? In the second part of the khutbah, I want us to talk about how we can live these actions in our daily lives and how we can implement them and teach them to our children. كونوا عباد الله من الشاكرين اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الشاكرين يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We talked in the first portion of the khutbah about being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and looking at what everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The question becomes, how can we turn this amal ilm into amal? What can we do to implement this in our daily lives? The first thing is a form of ibadah that many of us have forgotten, that has not been talked about in a long time, which is ibadatul tahannuth, is to sit with oneself and reflect. To reflect on everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done for us, has given us. Now realize, after you have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has given you, realize what could have happened to you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give you. What your life would have been like if you didn't have the mercy of sight, or the blessing of sight, or the ability to walk, or the ability to talk. And you only realize this when you go to, and this is the second part of the ibadah, is go out and take yourself and take your family and go see people that are less fortunate than you. If you have the ability to take your kids to the hospitals or to a food bank, take them. Make them realize from a young age, but first make yourself realize that this could have been my situation. If it wasn't for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I could have been like this person or that person. That my strength, my ability has nothing to do with me, but has everything to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a form of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلِ اللَّهِ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Him and be amongst those who are thankful. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything you have given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just so you don't feel like you've done anything for yourself, just so that we continue to humble ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Whoever thanks, they're only doing it for themselves. Don't have the arrogance to think, oh, I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've repaid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've paid for the eyesight, for my eyesight, by saying alhamdulillah or by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. This is for yourself. This is for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of any of us. We're doing this for ourselves. Now, as parents, as I see many youths with us today, if you're a parent of a young child, their developmental stage is quite young. Teach them from a young age to be thankful to everyone that's around them. If someone gives them something, even if it's insignificant, teach your son or your daughter, thank that individual. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "من لم يشكر القليل لم يشكر الكثير ومن لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله والتحدث بالنعمة لله شكرا وتركها كفرا والجماعة رحمة والفرقة عذابا." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us. He says, whoever doesn't thank for what is small will not thank for what is large. So our young children, our three-year-old sons and daughters, we don't teach them to say thank you for giving them a cup of water. When they get older, they won't be thankful for the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. These habits, we build them when they're young. The famous poet once said, وَيُنْشَأُ نَاشُؤُ الْفِتْيَانُ مِنَّا عَلَى مَا كَانَ عَوَّدَهُ أَبُوهُ. And we are raised by the way our fathers taught us, by the way our mothers taught us. If your mother and father, if you as a parent ingrain within your children, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize everything is not from you, but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then and only then when they grow up, will they be thankful. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same hadith gives a form of thanks that we forget. Jama'ah, being amongst a collective, a group, is something to be thankful for. In this I world that we live in, I phone, I this, I that, so many people are struggling because they have no one to talk to. No one to interact with. To the point where there are social experiments that are happening where people are saying, I will give you a hug. Why? Because this individual hasn't received a hug in a long time. So they're willing to give and take hugs. But we as Muslims, we as parents in particular, that should never be our relationship with our children. That ni'mah should be given to them just like it was inshallah given to us. Next, if our children are slightly older, their developmental stage is older, they're 7, 8, 9, 10, and so on, bring them with you. Bring them with you and take them and volunteer. And the first place I'm telling you to volunteer is this masjid. Every Wednesday, there has a food bank here. Come and volunteer. Bring your children. Allow them to see the things that we take for granted, the rice that your son or daughter just threw out yesterday. There are people within our community, within our congregation, you might be praying next to them. They haven't had food in a day. They had one meal. Or worse, they would not throw anything out. But subhanallah, us, we throw without thinking. So take your kids, bring them here and show them how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Take them to the hospitals and volunteer at the hospitals. Allow them to see young children, 3, 4, 5 years old, not able to walk, not able to talk, paralyzed. And let them realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you so much. The reality is our youth only see on Instagram the successful and the rich. And the society that we live in is tailored in a way to only show what is good. To only show the lavish, luxurious life. So our children, Even sometimes us, we begin to say, I wasn't given anything. I didn't get anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this person all this money. He gave me nothing. But on the contrary, look at the opposite. Look at the people that are lesser than you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us this. He says, أَنْتَنْظُرُ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ دُونَكَ أُنْظُرْ إِلَى مَا هُوَ أَسْفَلُ مِنْكَ وَلَا تَنْظُرْ إِلَى مَا هُوَ فَوْقَكَ فَإِنَّ أَجْدَرَ أَلَّا تَزْدَارُ نِعْمَتَهَ. Look at the people who are less than you, who are worse off than you. And then you'll realize how much you have. And lastly, realize, and this is our fourth piece of homework, and I want this to start from tonight. Every single one of us, as we put our heads on our pillow, I want us to hold ourselves accountable and realize that every ni'mah that we have received in our lives, we will be questioned about. Every ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we will be questioned about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And on that day, you will be asked about every blessing that you have received. Should I not be thankful? Should I not be thankful? أَلَمْ أَكُنْ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Just like in the story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be thankful for everything He has given us. The last thing I'm going to say before we pray inshallah is, on your way out today, one of the ways we show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for His sake. So whatever you can, especially for those of us that have kids, give them X number of dollars, even if it's $1. And allow them to put it in the box on your behalf. To teach them to give back for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to follow in the verse in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And take advantage of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you for the hereafter. This is how we show thanks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to show thanks in everything that we do. اللهم هدينا في من هديت وعافينا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت. اللهم عافينا واعف عنا. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Sheikh Abdul Aziz, please, please. Are you sure? Who? That is. Oh, please.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم البحر لتجري الفلك بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار.
الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله في العصر. Please stay with us in the how many minutes we have. We have 3 minutes and إن شاء الله we'll pray عصر. So let's use the time for the جماعة. ما شاء الله big جماعة. Two announcements. Number one, عيد إن شاء الله gonna be with the will of Allah عز وجل Monday. And we will pray 4 times here إن شاء الله. The first prayer 6:30 and then 8:30. 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. I advise you to come at 6:30 or 8:30 better. Usually 10 and 12 is full, mashallah, and a lot of families come, they wake up, they dress, and it's going to be traffic outside, and the parking is usually full. Please come also at least half an hour earlier, at least. So to do takbir, and mashallah, we distribute cookies and sweets for the children, so to enjoy the time before you leave, because if you're blocking someone, we will not be able to make you stay longer. You have to leave. So come early. This is the first announcement. Second announcement, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are planning to expand. It wasn't our decision, it was yours. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, the Muslim community in Oakville grew through the last 10 years multiple and multiple times. And this made pressure on us to give more service, and we need more space. We need a madrasa. We need a banquet hall. We need a sports place for the youth, a youth center. We need a library. We need a lot of services. And alhamdulillah, the building, not the one next to us, the medical center, is for sale now back in the market. It was sold conditional and it didn't go through. And it's very cheap, alhamdulillah, only $10 million. Like Brother Sajid can, you know, just raise his hand, he's done. Brother Sajid, $10 million, inshallah. Takbir, inshallah, akbar. If we are able to secure the first $2 million, it's gonna be much easier for us to make an offer. Just since one example, today, around 2,000 people prayed in the masjid. If each one of them pledged 1,000, the two million is gone. See how easy it is? Just 1,000. And even if you don't pay it immediately, just pledge it and go collect it from your friends or family, 100 here, 50 here. This is what we want the community to stand together for your own benefit, for the benefit of your family, and of course for the benefit of Al-Akhirah. Jazakum Allah khair. We will come up back, inshallah, soon with a plan, numbers, how much, where, when, but this is just the general idea. So you will have these two nights used towards, you know, giving sadaqah fi sabilillah for that new building, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Which one is
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I need under 25 to do that then.
Oh, I prayer, he said 6:30, inshallah. I prayer will be here on Monday, inshallah. In the mosque, 6:30, 8:30, 10 and 12. Now, in the masjid. Oh, I didn't say mosque. In the masjid. Jazakum Allah khair. My big boss said in the masjid, and I agree with him, brother Yasser. And he will be doing the prayer, inshallah. In the masjid, 6:30, 8:30, 10 and 12. Just a warning, 10 will be crowded. So come before time. If you come like people like us, come after time, I may not let you in. Hopefully this is clear. Or the prayer will be done, alhamdulillah. Okay? Jazakum Allah khair. Naam. Huh? Carpooling. Oh, our neighbors, we cannot do our neighbors. Naam. Parking, people are praying. Now, if you're blocking someone, please move your car. Jazakum Allah khair. Okay? Let's pray Asr. You do it then? Who do it?